We're at an exceptionally dangerous period of time. People all over the world are seeing the effects of corruption.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Nepal. That's what happened in Indonesia. That's certainly what's happening in the United States. It's happening in France. And these governments, because they pumped out unlimited sums of money, the debt bomb is exploding right now. And here's what's beautiful. France has the choice of either increasing taxes or cutting spending by cutting out public holidays and some other stuff. There are some problems there is no solution for.
Bob Moriarty, 321 Gold, good afternoon or good evening to you, my friend. How are you, man?
I don't know. Okay. There's so much going on, I'm afraid to go to sleep.
Right? Yeah. So, me too. And I have to divorce myself from it. I try to. But you brought up something and we decided to hit start recording just briefly off camera about Trump's tariffs and the appeals court's ruling on Trump's tariffs. Let's talk about that and what happened or what's
okay,
happening.
Let me backtrack just a little bit. I have been predicting for months that something catastrophic was going to occur between now and the end of October. And of course, that could have been July, could have been August, could be September. Something bad is going to happen. Now, there's a nuance of that particular lawsuit that, to the best of my knowledge, everybody skipped over. So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Trump was sued, and the appeals court heard the suit. I think there were 9 judges and 7 judges rule that much of what Trump did was illegal, and even Trump's people, financial people, have agreed that they might have to give back the tariffs that have been charged. But here's what's interesting. When the appeals court made their decision, they belayed the decision until when? When does the decision become effective?
Is it retroed? I don't know.
No. They put a time frame on it. They said, here's our decision. Congress is in charge of tariffs, not the president. This doesn't qualify as an emergency. So we're saying that tariffs are illegal. However, you can continue with the tariffs until this date. So what was the date?
I don't know.
October 15th.
October 15th. So that's D-Day on tariffs.
Okay. So the Supreme Court has been asked for an expedited decision. And the Supreme Court has come out and said, okay, we'll take it up. When is the Supreme Court going to look into it?
I'm assuming way before October 15th.
You're assuming wrong. November.
God.
Okay, now, here's something that's so simple. Anybody that's ever been in business understands this. Doesn't make any difference whether you're good at it or bad at it. You have to have some kind of reasonable ability to predict what's going to happen tomorrow. So yeah. As of right now, what tariffs are in place?
Import tariffs, basically, on the entire planet.
Yeah, but who set them?
Trump sent them.
Trump set them.
Yeah.
As of October 15th, what happened?
They're going to go away, and we're going to have to repay the money, potentially.
Thank you. And then in November, the Supreme Court's going to take it up. Now, here's where it gets beautiful. It doesn't make a rat's ass what the Supreme Court says. The period of time between October 15th and when the Supreme Court gets around to making the decision, there is going to be total chaos. Okay? We literally are at the cliff's edge, and the U.S. economy is about to blow up sky high. And, you know, I'm not saying that Peel's court caused it. I'm not saying Trump caused it. I'm not saying the Supreme Court caused it. However, Trump's on one schedule, the appeals court's on another schedule, and the Supreme Court's on another schedule, and none of them are on the same schedule.
Right.
Okay. So as much chaos as the Trump tariffs caused, the appeals court just threw a monkey wrench into it. And as of October 15th, there's another monkey wrench turned into it. And then as of November sometime, when the Supreme Court gets around to it, there's going to be another monkey wrench. Now then, I'll give you something you don't know. There was a John Roberts, who was a guest of Epstein at Lolita Island.
I did know that.
You did?
I did. Okay. I heard that from somebody. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you remember when the issue came up, when the Obamacare was sued, and there was a legal issue of whether it was a tax or not a tax?
Yes.
And if it was a tax, it was illegal. If it was not a tax, it was legal. John Roberts wrote the opinion.
Yep.
And he had to jump through 493 hoops to come up to the conclusion that he came up to. Now that there are people who actually believe that Epstein was running a Mossad operation to blackmail people, and whoever this John Roberts person is, maybe he was being blackmailed.
Okay, Bob, I believe that.
Me too.
I believe that.
Okay.
On the record.
Charlotte.
On the record.
Charlotte Kirk.
Yeah. Let's go there.
Who killed him?
Okay. So thinking about this morning, I think this is a false flag.
It's worse. It's far worse. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, this is, I don't know anything, but this is pure speculation on my part. And just follow me. So on the bullet, they said it was trans, whatever. Somebody writing that on a bullet. I think that's a false flag.
That is.
Yeah. That was a high-powered rifle with a huge round that took him out. One shot.
Not a huge round. A honey round. It was 30-06.
Okay. That's not a huge round, but that's a honey round. I've shot at 30.
Well, you shoot bears with 30-06.
Yeah.
30-06 is a caliber that we use in the Marine Corps.
That's a caliber I used hunting caribou a couple of years ago, and I got a caribou.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that will more than do the job. Okay.
Yeah.
Second thing, all black. I don't know if it's one person or not, but there's one shot on the roof, low security. Here's the thing. All he has to do is jump off the roof. He's in a car. I want to say there was a private airport that was, I don't know how many miles away, but it was close. It was very close. You hop on a plane and you're in Mexico.
Hell, you go from Mexico City to Israel.
Right.
Okay, how many assassinations has Israel carried out?
I don't know a number, but many is what I would say.
9,000.
9,000.
How many countries has Israel bombed in the last 2 weeks? Because Netanyahu's just come out today and said he's in favor of peace. How many countries has he bombed in the last 2 weeks?
Guitar. Cutter. Sorry. And who else?
Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Lebanon. Syria.
I was going to say, obviously, Lebanon. Yeah.
Yemen.
Yep.
Okay.
And now check this out, too. I'm jumping ahead.
Let's talk about shooting.
Yeah.
You said you hunted for caribou.
I did.
What was the distance between you and the caribou?
50 yards.
You could have hit the caribou with a fucking rock.
It's
50 yards, Jesus okay. Christ.
Yeah.
You're no, lucky he didn't get up but kick your ass.
It's a lot. He was up in Alaska, but we would see them up on the top of the mountain range with binoculars, and they were
Wait, what's a caribou doing using binoculars?
He wasn't looking at me. I was looking at him. So, but no, it was close. It's probably 50 yards.
Okay. In the Marine Corps in 1964, we had to qualify with the M14, which was a 308 round. It wasn't 30-06, but it was 30 caliber round. And we had a 200 meter course, a 300 meter course, and a 500 meter course. At 200 meters, I can hit a 20-inch bull 10 times out of 10.
Yeah,
now,
I believe it.
I happen to be a good shot, okay? And I actually set a record as a recruit, okay, going through boot camp. Now, because we were transitioning from the M1 to the M14, the people using the M1 were doing things in yards and we were doing things in meters. So we had to shoot a little bit further. So they had all brand new records. So I had the recruit record for about 2 years, but somebody set it. I'll tell you, it's probably 250 out of 250 now because tens of thousands of people would have done it. There are two numbers that I've been given. One is the shooter was 100 meters from Kirk, and the other is that it was 200 meters from Kirk. And at either of those ranges, from 100 meters, 200 meters, with a 30 caliber rifle, with a rest, could you hit a guy in the neck?
Yes.
10 out of 10 times. I believe that this was a message. And the question is, who is the message to?
So I was thinking about that. That's what I want you to talk about, because I was like, this could be a message. This could be intimidation. This could be, we're coming. We couldn't get you the first time. We're coming after you next. I mean, I just don't know. What do you think?
To shoot a person in the neck and hit their carotid artery. Okay. Have you seen the video of the shot?
Yes. I knew instantly, and I mean this with all my viewers and listeners, I say this with the highest amount of empathy. I knew he was gone as soon as he got hit.
How long did it take him to die?
I'm going to tell you a matter of seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. He was pumping blood.
Yep.
And as long as his heart was running, he was pumping out 8 points of blood.
Yep.
He was dead when he was hit, period. There was no way he could have survived. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody wanted to send a message, and if someone was in the special forces or in the Mossad, and they were a good shot, at they could hit a guy in the neck like that, they could send a real clear message. Now that,
yeah,
when we talked before, did I tell you that I've seen three different sort or communications saying that Epstein's still alive, including one from Ghislaine Maxwell?
You didn't tell me that, but hold on, time out. I'm very sympathetic to that point of view. Go ahead.
Okay, Ghislaine Maxwell has said Epstein's still alive and he's living in
Israel.
Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, given the fact that there's no question she will lie through her teeth, okay, given the opportunity, I have seen a video that purports to be Epstein. And he says Donald Trump either does what we tell him to do or we'll kill him. To the extent that that falls within what I would expect him to say. So I absolutely agree. Could have been AI, could have been fake. However, it has the ring of truth.
Yeah.
And Charlie Kirk had actually come out and started being negative towards Israel and Netanyahu's behavior and being very critical. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe instead of 9,000 executions by Israel, maybe it's 9,001. If they're willing to take out the prime minister of a sovereign country, and they tried it with Iran, and they did it in Yemen, shooting, you know, somebody who's critical of Israel to send a message to Trump as entirely possible. Now that because there's so much going on, we need to figure out what it's connected to. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think if that was an assassination, if Israel did it and they were trying to send a message to Donald Trump, what's going on that they want to get his attention?
What's going on that wants they want to get Trump's attention with? Well, I mean, there's Iran, there's Lebanon.
No, there's nothing especially going on with Iran.
Lebanon?
No.
Netanyahu, he's in trouble.
No.
Tell me.
Who's winning the war in Ukraine?
The Russians.
Okay.
They won. They have all the terms.
How many drones landed in Poland?
How many drones? I don't know, but I know they were in their airspace. Flex and muscle, no?
Okay. And if there were drones that were fired by Russia and landed in Poland and were shot down, how come they weren't damaged?
That's a great question.
Okay. Let's go back to the simplest question in the world. What is the incentive for Russia to fire unarmed drones into Poland?
I thought about that. There's none.
None.
There's none.
There's no reason for it. Now, here's what's beautiful. And understand, I wrote a book once saying there's no experts, okay? And I called experts fools. However, sometimes some people have got a lot of experience where you wouldn't necessarily call them experts, but you would recognize they've got a lot of experience. I was fighter pilot. I was fighter pilot combat, okay? Mm-hmm. The drones that I have seen in Poland were not shot down.
They weren't.
No, I mean, if you shoot, man, I was firing Sparrows and Sidewinders when I was 21 years old. You think I don't know what a target looks like? I know what a target looks like, and I know what's left of it, and it's nothing. Okay? We had to qualify in both the Sparrow, which was a air-to-air radar missile, and the Sidewinder, which was a air-to-air heat-seeking missile. So what we did with the Sparrow is we had another F-4 that had a target on a long cable. And when the airplanes pass like this, then you were cleared to fire. Okay, so you would fire the Sparrow if you had a good radar lock on, and it would go for the target. Mm-hmm. What is it that they didn't want you to do, what would be a failure as far as they were concerned? You fire a sparrow, okay? It goes after a target. What is it they didn't want to happen?
Miss the target.
No, they didn't want you to hit the target, because if you hit the target, okay, it knocked the target out. Nobody else got a shot. So you'd have half a dozen airplanes sitting in a circle, okay, ready to fire at this little tiny target. And the last thing they wanted you to do was to hit the friggin' target. Because if you hit the target, all the guys behind you were screwed. Yeah, they were just burning up fuel. So yeah. I go up, we pass the other F4, I get a solid lock, I hit the pickle bucket, bam, and I hit the target. And everyone, you know, I aimed, I shot, I hit, there was nothing to it.
Right.
I had a lot of fun in the Marine Corps.
Sounds like it. But bring it back to Israel then, and all of this.
Okay. What would NATO like to do to Russia?
Tell me.
They would like the United States to attack Russia.
Take him out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, do you know what Article 4 of NATO provides for?
I don't.
Consultations. Okay. Article 5 said an attack against one is an attack against everybody.
Go ahead.
Article 4 calls for consultations. Now then.
Yeah, I got you. Where are you going? Go ahead.
If somebody wants the United States to attack Russia, all I got to do is get Donald's attention.
Yeah, and go into Poland.
Yeah, but here's what's crazy. If you look at where the drones were supposedly fired from and the distance into Poland, there are no Russian drones that could have made that flight.
Yeah.
So if you're talking false flag, the drones in Poland were 100% false flag. And as many false flags as NATO and Ukraine have been behind, you would think by now they would start getting a little more credible. But it's
right.
A totally non-credible false flag.
Yeah.
Trying to get the United States, drag the United States into the war because Ukraine's winning, losing the war. And in another month or two, Ukraine's going to have to start flying the white flag.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that a lot, too, and I'm surprised that they already haven't put up the white flag.
Well, there's 50 million reasons why not.
Tell it to me.
Okay, CBS News reported a month ago that Zelensky's shipping $50 million a month to the Middle East to its personal account. So there's 50 million reasons why Ukraine doesn't want to surrender. The mere fact that they've lost 1.7 million soldiers, like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, follow money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So explain to me, how does... I'm pivoting a little, but what's all the, why all the interest in Venezuela right now?
Because you ever seen a magician?
I have.
Okay. When he's doing this with his right hand,
yeah.
What do you want to watch?
Yeah. Thought so, Bob. I need to be speaking to my mic. I thought so.
Here's what's crazy.
I think you're right. Go ahead.
Here's what's crazy, and this upsets me far more than I can signify. Everything about the attack on the boat by the United States 100% was illegal. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't give a shit if these guys were the head of every drug cartel in Central and South America. Okay. They were in international waters. There was no proof whatsoever that they were drug kingpins or even drug couriers. Okay, suspicious? Yeah, could have been suspicious. But the mere concept that we're going to start attacking people to get attention away from Donald Trump and his best buddy Epstein. Is Donald Trump a liar?
They're all liars.
Well, strange enough, you just took my line away from me.
I've talked to you way too much.
There was a birthday book, okay, and there was a picture drawn by somebody, signed by somebody named Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, well, you know, I never draw pictures. And then 10 people came up and said, oh, yeah, you forgot. I mean, you gave us this picture and we sold it $25,000 at auction. You're a great artist. You know, we really appreciate what you did. And even Carolyn Leavitt said, no, that signature doesn't look like him. And there's only 50 signatures of Donald Trump that are identical to the signature in the book. And he said, well, the Democrats made that up. That's just a hoax. But actually, the book came from the estate of Epstein through lawyers. Okay, it wasn't a hoax, wasn't made up. It was real. You can argue whether he actually drew it or not, but all the evidence is that he did. Donald Trump made a noose for himself out of the whole Epstein thing. Okay, here's the guy who was best buddy with Epstein for 20 years. Okay. Now, do you know who Mendelsohn is?
No.
You got to pay more attention to the shit that's going on, Andy. Damn, man. Okay, well, let me ask the question in a different way. Who until today was the ambassador to the United States from the UK?
The name he just said.
That would be Mendelsohn.
Mendelsohn, sorry. Yes.
Okay, now who is going to be the ambassador to the United States from the UK tomorrow?
Mendelsohn?
Nope. He got fired.
He got fired. I didn't know.
Who is Mendelsohn's best pal?
I have no idea.
Epstein.
That would be crazy if that happened.
It wouldn't be crazy at all. It would be real because it did happen. Here's what I love. Okay. Somebody came out a week ago and said, oh, Mendelsohn's the ambassador of the United States. And then somebody else said, oh, Mendelsohn, wasn't he best buddies with Epstein? And they came up and, yeah, he was best buddies. He was best pal. And he was in the book that was submitted that Donald Trump said he didn't have anything to do with. I'm sure Mendelsohn said that. You know, I think Donald Trump faked my name in that book. And Starmer, okay, who is carrying an anchor in both hands and he's swimming the breaststroke across the English Channel, okay, finally woke up and he hadn't fired anybody at cabinet for 2 or 3 days, so he fired Mendelsohn today.
Interesting.
There's too much crap going on.
There is. I want to work that out a little bit
more. You can't afford to go to sleep. You got to stay awake.
Okay. I want to work out. So this is, to my surprise, and I'm grateful for this. I didn't expect to start out with this, but we're getting there. But it sheds light on everything what I want to also talk about. The French government just imploded.
No, it didn't.
Well, hold on. Let me set this up.
It didn't.
Okay, but I want you to talk about it, but hold on just a second. Didn't Germany have like 8 assassinations, political assassinations?
I think it was seven. Of the right-wing party. Pure coincidence.
Right.
Two weeks before the election, 7 of the people who were running for office in that party killed over and died.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I know why they died.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you. Hold on. And then the UK is basically on the verge of a civil war.
No, no, no. No, they're not.
Let me have it.
They're in a civil war.
Right? I'm not laughing because it's funny, everybody.
No, no, no. It's France that's on the verge of a civil war.
Yeah.
Or it's Nepal. Or it's Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's Germany. Sorry, hard to keep track. I mean, if you don't pay attention to CNN 26
hours, it's all on the verge of a civil war. So it's all collapsing.
Do you have my book called The Art of Peace?
You sent me the link. I'll buy it today.
Go to the electronic version and read the last two pages.
Okay.
Where I predicted that debt bomb was going to go off and we were going to have the world's first worldwide revolution. England is almost certainly going to have to go to the IMF for a bailout.
Yeah.
Germany is almost certainly going to have to go to the IMF for a bailout. And France would go to the IMF for a bailout after having five prime ministers in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the French are too stupid to understand they're broke. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's some kind of protest movement where the French have dedicated 2 days to shutting down the country. Okay, I'm not sure which days, because quite bluntly, I don't give a shit. However, if you will go to the last two pages, that's all after to read of The Art of Peace. This is something I predicted 9 years ago when I wrote the book. And if you read it, you're going to think, you know, I don't think Bob wrote this 9 years ago. I think he wrote it like last week.
Right. So I guess this is all being orchestrated because of the debt bomb?
Well, it's not being orchestrated as by anybody as a result of the debt bomb. It's a reaction to the debt bomb. What we have is we have total corruption in the United States, and there's no question about it. The Trump family has literally scraped $1.3 billion off the crypto scam, okay, since he's taken office. Under Joe Biden, a former candidate for governor in Georgia was given a $2 billion grant to provide low energy devices to poor people. So the big question is, of the $2 billion, how much goes for administration? And, and somebody sent me the numbers. I was really shocked. The $2 billion is going to buy four toasters and an oven.
Yeah. I was Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
I live in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, through an NGO.
So I would love to say the Democrats are corrupt. But if I said the Democrats were corrupt, I would be lying by omission. Because if you say the Democrats are corrupt, you have to say, and so are the Republicans,
mm-hmm.
and so are the Ukrainians, and so are the British. Here's what's even beautiful. Did I tell you that I knew I could prove logically and factually that there is a God and she has a sense of humor? Did I ever tell you that?
I think I've heard this before, but go ahead. You've never told me.
The not the Department of Justice, but whoever the prosecutor is for the state of New York that brought 34 criminal charges against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. She was alleging that he had cheated on his bank loan papers by overestimating the value of his properties and its income, and in essence was stealing because he was getting better terms than he would have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay, guess who did exactly the same thing?
The person that was trying to throw him in jail in the state of New York. I forget her name.
James.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did
Letitia
the same
James.
thing.
Letitia James. Yeah.
Yeah. She did the same thing.
Yeah. I know.
Well, but here's what's beautiful. She was at least familiar with how you do it because she had studied it from Donald Trump. Now, tell me that doesn't prove there is a God and she has a sense of humor.
Right, right. Yeah, you can't make any of this up. It's so...
You can't. I mean, I write. Would you like to have a nice two-hour read that's really funny?
Art of Peace.
No, even better. Art of Peace is like a 10-hour read. Two-hour read.
Tell it to me.
Crapshoot.
Crapshoot.
Okay, Crapshoot was, and it's only available in electronic format, so I can't send you a paper copy, but if you got a Kindle or if you have the ability to download it, you buy it on Amazon. I think it's 99 cents, okay?
Okay.
Now if you need me to send you some money, I can send you some money.
Yeah, send me a dollar.
But it is the story of a young 19-year-old Marine aviation cadet going through flight training and becoming a fighter pilot. And it's a really funny, funny story.
I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up.
So I can write lightweight fiction as well as serious crap.
My daughter's a fiction writer.
Really? How old is she?
She's 25 now, but she got published. She actually got published at 18. I'll send you I think I still have a autographed copy. I'll send it to you where you're at.
She gave you an autographed copy?
I'd give one for you, is what I'm saying. I have it in paperback.
Yeah, but I get it. How do I autograph an electronic version?
It's available on Kindle. I'll send you the link so you can check it out.
Cool.
But it's interesting, though, is we were talking, or we talked earlier, not in this conversation, but I had Melody Wright on. And subprime is hitting again in October. And it's all
you're around. Talking about subprime real estate.
Yeah.
Subprime auto mortgages have already surpassed 2008.
Yeah. And yeah.
It's
like all hitting the fan in October. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nope. We're not entering a recession. We are already in a recession and nobody understands it. And literally, the Japanese bond market blew up. The German bond market blew up. French bond market blew up. The English bond market blew up. And you cannot have all those firecrackers going off at the same time without impacting the system. Now, there was a Chinese professor who did a short 10 or 12 minute thing about the collapse of society.
I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to get him on. Go ahead.
Oh, damn. Is he good?
He's good. I'm like counting him. I got to get him on. I know his name. Go ahead.
Here's what he did. He talked about the initial stage when a country starts, and then the middle stage, and then they talks about the end stage. And the end stage is collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said that was really interesting, he predicted a collapse in 5-10 years for the debt-based system of the West and the United States in particular. However, I think that his prediction of a sudden collapse, I think it's going to collapse faster than anybody can possibly imagine. There are so many black swans flying around right now that it looks like midnight.
Yeah. Remember, yeah. So about that, I am 51 years old, and you're what, 52, right?
I wish.
I am 51 years old, and I remember when the Soviet Union collapsed. And what you just said, it happened so fast. I thought the Soviet Union would be around forever. Yeah, eventually collapse. And again, I was in high school and all that. But I just remember thinking, wow, that was quick.
Yeah, but here's what's funny. We've got so many things that are really staggering. The impact of the UK, France, and Germany going to the IMF. Wait a minute. When you print money, doesn't that destroy the value of the existing money? Well, yeah, of course it does. Here's what's funny. Now, Quint Henny happens to be my best friend. We talk about a lot of stuff, and we have investments together, and we're very close. We talk every week or two. And when gold started shooting up 3,500, I said, Quentin, you don't want to live in a world of $5,000 gold. And all these guys talking about $100 silver, $500 silver. I'm going to tell you, you don't want to live in a world of $100 silver, because for it to get there has to mean the demise of the fiat currency system. And strange enough, a month ago, President Xi of China made it absolutely crystal clear that BRICS was not trying to destroy the West. The West was destroying itself. And BRICS did not want the West to destroy BRICS, the Eastern and the Southern portion. Yeah. And he blamed the banks. Now, I will say my opinion is there is a group that who deliberately are blowing up the financial system in order to create total chaos. I think it's deliberate. I don't think it's an accident. I think it's an organized group, and they know exactly what they're going to do. And they're going to blow up the financial system. But the Russians and the Iranians and the Chinese and the Brazilians understand it. Strange enough, Venezuela would certainly be part of it. I cannot think any reason why Venezuela would have automatically become an enemy of the United States, the enemy of the week. We need an enemy every week.
Right.
There have been numerous studies. There are lots of countries in South America and Central America who are part of the drug problem. By and large, Venezuela is not one of them.
Right.
So we're attacking a country under the guise of it being a drug warlord country, but there's no proof or no even indication that that's true. Now, you could say that of Mexico. You could say it of Bolivia. You could say it of Colombia.
Well, you could say it in Russia.
Yeah. Well, Russia's guilty of everything. Didn't you know that?
Well, they have a lot of oil, though, right? Venezuela.
The largest reserves in the world.
Yeah.
Follow but China's made it crystal clear they will not allow the United States to destroy Venezuela.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what better. Okay, this is very important. It's something subtle that somebody would have been in the service and have to have been in combat to understand. The implications of the drone warfare now mean nobody is safe. You can no longer protect anyone. Russia is sending fiber wire guided drones from miles away. Now, if you remember the Ukrainian attack on the Russian nuclear fleet, not ships, but aircraft, they loaded all these drones in tractor trailers and then paid guys to drive them near these Russian air bases, literally hundreds of miles away. And it was automatically set up that the tops would open and these drones would come out and attack the Russian aircraft. If you can do that and attack a Russian aircraft. Why couldn't you do it and attack, say, a president of the United States? How do you defend against a wire-guided drone? And the answer is there is no defense.
You don't.
So the Chinese have provided sea drones to Venezuela. Okay, those eight ships, including two submarines, that Donald Trump is trying to send a message to Venezuela. What happens if Venezuela sends a message to the United States?
Get into the war, you got China involved.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Strange enough, as well as good news, bad news, yours.
Tell me the good news.
The good news is that every time in the past, we've always made it through sheer stupidity. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, everything that's happening was written about in 1997 in the fourth turning. This is the fourth turning. Mm-hmm. Now, notice that the proviso that I made was, if you make it through, the possibility of a nuclear exchange, which could be civilization ending, is more real than I've ever seen. We're closer to a nuclear war than we have ever been in history. And it is utterly insane. Ukraine versus Russia is a civil war. It is not a war the United States or NATO have any interest in whatsoever. And the mere fact of telling Russia, okay, we want to destroy you, is a really stupid-ass thing to do in the first place. And Ukraine has paid an enormous price for it. Mm-hmm. However, they're still doing the same thing, and it'll be very interesting to see how the drones in Poland false flag plays out, okay? Somebody wants to start World War III. Likewise, I'm sure I made mention of it. How many Girl Scouts would it take in Iran to close down the Strait of Hormuz?
Not very many.
13.
13. Why 13? Yeah.
13. Well, you need 4 BB guns, you need 2 boats and arrows, and you need some knives.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has to have a weapon. Okay, but you could shut the Strait of Hormuz with 13 Iranian Girl Scouts. If you shut the Straits of Hormuz, what happens to the world economy?
Collapses. You have $200 oil.
Doesn't collapse.
Everything gets really expensive.
It blows up.
Yeah.
Now, when it blows up, you could hear the explosion on Mars. Okay?
Yeah.
So if 13 Girl Scouts in Iran could shut the Hormuz, blow the entire world economy up, why would you fuck with Iran?
Because you want to blow the economy up.
Oh, God. You had to mention that.
I stole your line.
You got a point there.
Yeah, I'm tracking you. I'm tracking you. So, really, in all of this, okay, so this is just where I'm at. I don't know what to believe.
Wait a minute. Have you noticed that there are far more lies going on right now? Something that's going on.
Yeah.
There's so much disinformation. Do you know what FUD is?
Effed up.
No.
I don't know. What?
Okay, it's a term from computers. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt, okay? If you're in the computer business and you're making hard drives and somebody else makes a competing hard drive, what you want to do is you want to stir up FUD, fear, uncertainty, doubt. Their hard drive's no good, and it's not going to be delivered 5 years, and it's a piece of crap anyway. There's more FUD going on right now than I have ever seen, And I don't know how much of it's deliberate and how much of it is AI, but the level of FUD is up here.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, when I say I don't know what to believe, I'm trying really hard to filter out FUD.
It's really hard.
It's really hard because it's like with this, I guess they recovered the casing of the bullet from Kirk. It was leaked.
It was in the gun.
Yeah. And it was leaked. But it's like, how convenient. And trying to think this through, that it would be written with, assuming that the person making that shot was trans. Of course.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. They're either going to catch the guy or they're not going to catch him.
Yeah. But if they catch the guy, I don't know if they got the right guy.
that's true, too. They don't catch the guy. We know who did it. Mm-hmm. It was either the Mossad or it was the U.S. Special Forces operating on behalf of the deep state. Mm-hmm. There's something bizarre about shooting Kirk because he wasn't clearly...
He wasn't setting policy.
Yeah. So it's an interesting situation. And it's like that young Ukrainian woman who was killed in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You just wonder if there's any logic to it whatsoever. Okay. Somebody's trying to start some kind of race war. It's hard to tell. We're at an exceptionally dangerous period of time. People all over the world are seeing the effects of corruption.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Nepal. That's what happened in Indonesia. That's certainly what's happening in the United States. It's happening in France. And these governments, because they pumped out unlimited sums of money, the debt bomb is exploding right now. And here's what's beautiful. France has the choice of either increasing taxes or cutting spending by cutting out public holidays and some other stuff. There are some problems there is no solution for. Have you ever flown over Hispaniola?
No, I don't even know where that is. Where's that? Where is it?
It's the island where the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I misunderstood you. You have. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never.
If you fly over the border between the DR and Haiti, what do you see?
I think I know where you're going. Half of it is lush and green. The other half is completely desolate and littered and chaotic. Yeah.
Okay. The DR is lush and green. And Haiti, they have burned and killed every tree with charcoal. Now, how do you solve that problem? And the answer is, it's one of those problems that is virtually unsolvable.
Okay? Right.
It's nice to say, we just teach them how to raise better plants. No. You have too many people. Okay. Yeah. We are at peak corruption in the world. It was predicted in the fourth turning. How many senior citizens have been arrested in the UK in the last week for holding up a sign saying they are against genocide?
I have no idea, but I'm sure it's a lot.
900.
Right.
Okay. And they deliberately held up a sign and said, we are against genocide and we support, I think it's the Palestine Action Committee, which the legislature of the UK has defined as a terrorist organization because they don't support genocide. Mm-hmm. I go, what? How can you be for genocide? How can you support genocide? Well, in the United States, we're paying for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, all those bombs, all those bullets, the United States is paying for.
Yep.
That's sick.
It is sick. Well, Bob, I don't know what to do other than to sit tight, pray.
Well, strange enough, okay, do not mock the power of prayer, because sometimes, regardless of whether you're a believer or not, who knows? Maybe yeah. It works.
It works. And I am a believer, but it works. But I'm going to say to you something. Have you ever heard of the word FUBAR?
Yeah, I made it up.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, it's all FUBAR, man.
Really? I would have never guessed.
God. And you mentioned, and we'll end at this, but you mentioned you don't want to live in a world with 4,000, 5,000 gold, $100 plus silver. Bob, it seems like we're getting that.
How old are you?
I am 51 years old.
Take a wild stab, since yesterday was my birthday. Take a wild stab at how old I am.
Happy birthday, Bob. You're 79 years young,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Happy birthday, my friend.
You want the good news or the bad news?
I think I know what you want to say, but I'll take the good news.
I don't have to worry about it.
Knew you're going to say that.
Now take a wild stab at the bad news.
I have to worry about it.
You do.
Yes.
The really nice thing about being a senior citizen, I mean, you learn a lot. First of all, do you know what's going to happen when you turn 60?
I can take a few guesses, but tell me.
You become invisible to pretty young women. Okay, I don't know where I was today. I know where I was. I was eating lunch with some friends. Fax was in the car. I saw that there were people in the restaurant who had their dogs with them on their leash. So I said, look, give me 4 minutes. I'm going to go to the parking lot. I'm going to get Fax, put him on a leash, bring him over here because we share lunches together. And I walk right past a girl. Pretty girl. She didn't see me. And I thought, God, that's really spooky. I mean, it's like she totally ignored the fact that I was there. Maybe she didn't see me. And I went and got Fax, and I put him on the leash, and I brought him back, and I walked past the same girl the second time.
She saw you then.
Same thing happened. Okay, oh, she didn't even see me. So when a man turns 60, you become invisible to pretty young women.
No.
You got a lot to look forward to.
Well, I have four pretty young women in my life. I have three daughters and my wife. I hope I'm not invisible to them at 60.
Are you kidding? You're invisible to them now.
We'll end on that, Bob. Thank you for your time. Be safe. I'll have you on again really soon. I'd love to have you on again really soon.
Well, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, anything for you.
The next time you contact me, could you wait until there's something important going on in the world? So you're not wasting my time over Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
How much do you know about Trivial Pursuit?
Not very much, but I've played it many times. I'm terrible at it.
Okay. The Canadian version of Trivial Pursuit had one question more than the American version. And the question was, what American president's wife was pregnant when they got married? And when Trivial Pursuit came out, they didn't want to offend the president of the United States. So who was the president of the United States when the game came out?
Kennedy?
Ronald Reagan. Okay. And guess what the answer to the question was?
Tell me.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Now, would you like to hear the ultimate trivia question?
Yeah.
Okay, where'd the word trivia come from?
I'm assuming Greek.
God, you're not even in the right country.
Tell me.
Okay, break the word down.
T-R-I.
Try.
Try. Via. Italy?
Trivia.
Trivia.
What does trivia mean?
I don't know.
What does via mean?
Going, right?
No, no. Going comes from via. Via is road.
Okay. Tri road.
What is tri?
Three road.
Okay. Three roads. There is an area in Rome on the Tiber
there
where
you go.
Three roads come together.
Mm-hmm.
And the women would go down to the river to wash their clothes. And while they're scrubbing their clothes, they talk about trivia issues.
That is classic.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That is classic. So, to all my listeners and viewers, and there's many now, Bob, I want to tell you how this goes down. Stuff starts hitting the fan or getting interested. I just send Bob an email. I neglected. It was, I went probably 6 weeks without talking to you over the summer. It was boring. And then stuff started hitting the fans and you responded, "Oh, I don't know what we're going to talk about." Being facetious as you always are. So, well
the
that,
nice yeah. thing is you don't have to worry about sleeping anymore.
Yeah. Right. I'll go get drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, sleep. So thank you for your time. Reach out again really soon as stuff continues to work out. But very enlightening and very lightning time.
I hope you can.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Well, I hope I can.
It's not definite that you could. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. We don't know.
We don't know. Well, here's to that I get to have that talk with you.
Good deal. Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks,
and
my
it's
friend.
Always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.